Limiting access to flavored milk because of its added sugar may have undesirable effects of reducing intakes of essential nutrients provided by milk. Kids who consume flavored milk meet their calcium requirement without consuming significantly more added sugar compared to those who do not consume milk. Flavored milk drinkers have lower intakes of soft drinks compared to those who do not drink flavored milk. And flavored milk drinkers drink more milk than unflavored milk drinkers. Milk drinkers in general consume more calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, and vitamin A than non-milk drinkers. Flavored milk drinkers do not have higher total fat or calorie intakes than non-milk drinkers. And the children who drink flavored milk and unflavored milk don't have higher body mass indexes than those who do not drink milk. So, according to this, adding a small amount of sugar to a nutrient-rich food such as milk helps improve nutrient intake without adding excessive calories. In September, there was an article on the ISU College of Human Sciences homepage about an Iowa State alum who earned a national award for school nutrition services. Mary Kate Harrison is the general manager of student nutrition services for the school district in Florida. When she started at the school district 20 years ago, they were operating with an annual loss of $2.2 million. Within 4 years, Harrison had overcome the challenge and had changed the district's meal program to generate a $3.4 million profit. She runs the lunchroom more like a restaurant in the sense that the students are their important customers that they have to reach, rather than just assuming that the students have to be there, which allows you to give them whatever you want. This approach has shown to generate really good participation rates in her district. The better menus and the better overall experience got more kids eating a nutritious school lunch. Harrison's nutrition managers are required to complete an 18-week internship before they are hired. All nutrition staff are required to undergo ongoing training. The school makes nutrient-dense food made with quality ingredients one of their top priorities. The lunch costs $2.75 per student, and they offer more whole grains, made-from-scratch cooking, and locally grown produce. Harrison says that getting kids to eat their fruits and vegetables is all in the marketing and presentation.